USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine. As the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
GOP conference chair, the number three position within the Grand Ole Party, could have a new leader come Wednesday. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A vote has been scheduled for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Brian Babin says Cheney is entitled to her own opinions on the former president. But the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that that doesn't apply to GOP leadership, who need to present a unified voice if they plan on retaking the House in 2022.
Liz is our number three Republican in our conference. And while she has every right, every entitlement to her own views, not really as the conference chair. We've got to stay unified.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the Biden administration continues to put the U.S.-Mexico border crisis on the back burner, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News President Biden's policies have led to this humanitarian surge.
Sadly, I think that may be part of how people remember this. I mean, this started from his first day in office when he invited people to come in and said, we won't deport you, and look at the results. We knew the results would be similar. We didn't have any idea how bad they'd be. And just going to the border, which I wish he would experience the same thing I've experienced. Which is seeing all these kids packed in, high risk of disease, being dealt with by the cartels because they don't get here unless the cartels let them. And the only people I think that are benefiting by this humanitarian crisis are the cartels.
Mr. Paxton on the Biden administration continuing to blame President Trump for the border crisis.
The only way that works is if people don't see what is actually happening, because clearly under the Trump administration, we started getting control of the border with all kinds of different ideas, from building a wall to actually letting Border Control do their job. And by keeping people in Mexico when they were trying to get asylum until they had their hearing. Those policies worked. It slowed down immigration. As soon as Biden comes into office, the whole thing breaks loose and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are now coming. I think most Americans are smart enough to understand that and see what's going on.
New cases of COVID-19 in the United States fell for a fourth week in a row, dropping 17% last week to just under 290,000, the lowest weekly total since September 2020. Deaths from COVID-19 fell 1.3%. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.